It's story time. Jane's bright idea. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. A small problem. Mr. Brown pointed to the computer screen.
What is this? Asked him.
A pencil, said Bert.
A snake, said Jimmy.
No, it is a drinking straw, can't you see?
Asked Mr. Brown.
No, we can't, said Jane.
The sun is shining on the screen.
The sun was very bright. Mr. Brown closed the curtains of the classroom window. That made the screen easier for the class to see. It also made the classroom very dark. One of the boys in the back of the room made noises like he was sleeping. The students giggled.
Let's get back to the lesson, said Mr. Brown. Look at the straw on the computer screen. This straw is not like a regular straw. This part at the top can bend. This little invention made old straws better.
Mr. Brown turned on the lights. Then he said,
Little problems can give some people big ideas. Those big ideas can become great inventions. This week, I want you to look around. Find a problem that you or your friend has. Try to think of a way to solve that problem. You can write about how you want to solve it, or you can make something to show the class.
Chapter 2. The Idea. All the way home from school, Jane thought about the contest. Who did she know who had a problem? At home, Jane found her mother working on the computer. Jane's mother was sitting under a bright light.
Oh, my eyes hurt, said her mother.
Jane had an idea. Many people could not see their computer screen well in bright light. This problem needed an invention. For the rest of the week, Jane made screen covers from different materials. She tried each one on her mom's computer screen. Some materials were too heavy. Some were too thin. After trying many different things, Jane finally found the best material. Chapter 3. Not so great ideas. On Friday, Jane brought her invention to school. Her invention was very small. It did not look very interesting. Maybe the other kids will laugh at it, thought Jane. Mr. Brown asked everyone to talk about their inventions. Sarah wrote a paper about her idea. She had an idea for a special paint. It colored food.
This paint can be used to make pink sandwiches,
said Sarah.
That might be dangerous, said Mr. Brown. He did not want to try a pink sandwich.
Next, Jimmy showed a hairbrush that he made. The brush could get hot.
Girls can use it when they do their hair, said Jimmy.
That looks even more dangerous, said Mr. Brown.
Chapter 4. The Bright Idea. Finally, it was time for Jane to show her invention. She put her special cover on top of the computer screen. She turned on the computer. The sun was shining through the window, but everyone could see the screen.
That is wonderful, said Mr. Brown. Where did you get the bright idea for this?
Asked him.
I saw a problem,
said Jane.
It took some work to find the best way to fix the problem, but I finally came up with this.
Small problems can lead to great inventions, said Mr. Brown. You win our invention contest, Jane.
Then Mr. Brown gave Jane a prize. It was a book about inventions. Jane was going to be sure to read it. She was also going to keep looking for small problems. One of them might give her another bright idea.